This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklands Radio.
I'm pleased to welcome to the show Claire Black, breakup and divorce coach. Hello there, Claire, and thanks for joining us.
Hi, Jackie. Thank you very much for having me.
And welcome to the Just Women show. So before we find out all about your business, what would be very interesting is to find out a bit about your background, because I believe you used to be a corporate lawyer.
I did, yes. I was a corporate lawyer in a big firm in London, an insolvency lawyer, actually, for a big firm in London for 17 years before this, yeah.
Right. And obviously something happened then to change and make you train as a coach. So what happened?
Well, partway through my employment with them, so about 10, 12 years ago, I went through my own quite traumatic breakup and divorce. And from that point onwards, I started to talk to people in my spare time who were going through similar things. And eventually I realised that I wasn't really satisfied any longer in my corporate role and I wanted to do something different. And this seemed like the really obvious place for me to go and where I could help people who were going through something similar to what I had gone through myself.
Yes, because on your website, you describe graphically what happened to you. Your world fell apart and you lost 2 stone in 6 weeks and you had 2 small children. It must have been absolutely devastating.
Yes, it was one of those moments where your entire life changes in the time it takes somebody else to say several words. So we were sitting, eating dinner and watching Holby City one Tuesday night in March 2008. And I asked my husband if he was okay, because he was a bit quiet and I thought something the matter. And he simply said, and all this is all I remember, he said, "Not really, I've been seeing someone else."
And oh my goodness.
Yeah, so with those words, my whole life, it felt like my whole life was thrown up into the air, like it had been put into a blanket and then just thrown up into the air, and I was kind of looking to see where all the bits would land. All these questions going around my head. You know, are you leaving me on my own with 2 children? Our children were upstairs asleep in bed at the time. They were 3 and 1.
Gosh.
Yeah, 2 boys asleep upstairs. Will you be, what kind of dad are you going to be going forward? Will I be all right financially? Where am I going to live? What am I going to do? All these questions, just panic and absolute overwhelm. And my immediate reaction was to think, if I leave the house now, he can't. So I went next door and stayed next door with my neighbour for an hour or so. She calmed me down. And then as soon as I walked back in the door, he had a bag ready and he went.
My goodness.
And so life changed overnight.
Yes, indeed. So how on earth did you turn your life around?
Well, I made several decisions that looking back were really good ones. And the first decision that I made was to let myself feel it. And I decided I would give myself 3 months to what I called wallow. So I let myself feel it for 3 months. And what I now know with my training is that I was training my brain to feel better after 3 months. And it did. It started feeling better. I started to look for upsides. I realized that I no longer had to ask anybody else if I wanted to go out. I could ask a babysitter, but I didn't have to ask permission of anybody or negotiate with anybody.
Yes.
In my case, a big thing for me was that, this sounds ridiculous, but it was important. I could start eating ginger. My ex-husband hates ginger and I love it. But so I could start to cook with it all the time. I decided to wallow for 3 months. Then I decided I was going to pick myself up and I was going to try and look at this differently. So I started looking for upsides. I started looking for all the things that I could do now that I couldn't do before. So I remember being really proud of myself when I mowed the lawn for the first time.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It wasn't a job I'd done before. And I remember looking at it and thinking, wow, I just did that. And so I began to realize that actually there were advantages to being on my own.
Yes.
So I started looking for those. And the third decision that I made was that I would control what I could and let go of everything else. So I realized I could control myself. I could control my reactions. I couldn't control what he was doing. I couldn't control what he was doing with the children in the time that he had them. I knew that he was a great dad and that they would be safe. And that had to be enough.
Right. Yes. And then you decided to change careers totally. And so I assume you then went to train as a coach.
Yes. So I made that decision in 2017. And I went to get some training as an NLP master practitioner. So that's neuro-linguistic programming. It's all about changing your perspective so that you see the world differently. So I use a lot of NLP techniques in my coaching. And I went and did a course that took me 18 months to finish. So it was quite in depth. We had to do a lot of practice. And it's really stood me in good stead. So yes, that's my coach training that I have.
Yes. Yes. And it, as you say on your website, when it happened to you, there was no divorce coaching available. So what you offer now is a way to help others going through something dramatic like this, traumatic. So how do you help people? And is it mainly women?
Well, that's an interesting question, actually. So I work with men and women. I would say that the percentage split is probably 70-30, 70 women, 30 men. But I do work with both. And as you were saying, divorce is one of, it's recognized now as being the second most traumatic thing you can go through in life next to losing a loved one. So it's a huge upheaval. And the way that I help people is I work with them over a period of time, usually between 4 and 6 months or possibly even longer. And I help them to build cumulative strategies to focus on themselves, to get calm, because there's a lot of overwhelm with divorce, to get clarity around their options and also clarity around the knowledge that they need. So perhaps they need legal advice, perhaps they need financial advice.
So you have a network of people you can refer them to, I guess.
Absolutely. Yes. I work really closely with both lawyers and financial advisors to create a full support team for clients. You know, a lot of people think, I'm getting divorced, or I'd like to get divorced, or I've got a divorce in front of me, I need a lawyer. And actually, you don't just need a lawyer. It's not just a legal journey. There's a whole emotional and financial journey alongside it. So, and the legal landscape and the landscape around divorce is changing. And there's a lot more acceptance now that to have an ideal team behind you, you need somebody on your emotional team, your financial team, and your legal team.
Yes, of course. And what sort of impact has the pandemic had on divorce? I mean, we keep reading reports that it's on the rise.
The pandemic, I think, has exacerbated cracks that were already in relationships. Uh-huh. I think, you know, for some people, it's really strengthened their relationships. So I don't want to, you know, be all doom and gloom.
Sure.
But for those people who had cracks in their relationship, I think the pandemic has really put sharp focus on that. And I'm seeing a lot of people now who, over the pandemic, have realised that they're not happy and they're now beginning to do something about it. So it's been very busy the last month or so.
I'm sure, yes. And so at what point do the people come to see you? I mean, is it they've discovered the husband's had an affair and they think they will have to have a divorce? I mean, do you ever try and perhaps help them salvage their relationship, or is it past that when they come to see you?
That's also an interesting question. So people come to me at all stages. So sometimes, yes, it's something's happened to them, like what happened to me, and it's past the point of no return. Other times I work with people who've perhaps already divorced and they've been divorced for 5, 6, 7 years, but they're still struggling to come to terms with it. Mm-hmm. And I also have some clients who they come away from my sessions with better ways to communicate effectively, and actually they work things out. So my title of divorce and breakup coach doesn't mean that I'm, you know, everybody who comes to see me has to get divorced. I see a lot of people who are in that kind of should I stay or should I go period.
Sure.
And we talk about that, and yes, not all of them end up getting divorced at all.
Yes, and presumably you see a lot of people who are simply partners, they're not legally married, but they still want to break up.
Yes, exactly. And the emotional issues are very much the same, whether you're married or not. So, yes, I help people who are going through a breakup as well as the end of a marriage.
What would you say are the most common divorce problems? Is it always about money?
Oh, the things that cause the most conflict, I would say, are, yes, money and children, how people divide the time with the children, and how people divide up their assets.
Right. And also I've read somewhere that the household pets are a bone of contention as well.
Yes, I've been reading about that too. And I remember Ant McPartlin in his divorce, that was a big issue. Who kept the dog? And I think there are even people now who specialise in pre-nuptial agreements. So,
oh, really? Is there really? My goodness.
Okay. Yes, it's definitely a thing.
Okay, so you said earlier that you work with people for 5 to 6 months on average, although obviously every case is different. So on average, then, how many sessions would you have with that person? Would you talk to them on Zoom once a week, or would you? I mean, how does it work?
So coaching is very cumulative, and when I have sessions with people, we always put together an action plan at the end of every session. There's always things to do. So I don't see my clients every week. I see them on average, I would say, once every 3 weeks or so during that period. There's always things to do in between, things to think about. But I have email and WhatsApp contact with them in between. And if we need to, we have phone calls. So I keep in very close contact with my clients. It's really important to me that my clients trust me and know that I'm very non-judgmental, and I'm never going to criticise or judge them, but I'm going to help them work out what's best for them and how they can use their own resources to help themselves effectively.
And presumably the session lasts, what, an hour?
I always start with a longer one to begin with, because there's often a lot of story that people want to tell me. So I always start with 2 hours with people to begin with. And then, yeah, after that, it's usually an hour.
Right. And roughly how much do you charge, or is this a kind of individual thing?
My coaching is really bespoke. So I put together kind of a bespoke packages for people, depending on what they need, what stage they're at, and what their specific challenges are. So I like to think of myself as a bit like a tailor. You know, I'm making you a bespoke suit that is made to measure. And just for you.
Right, that sounds very good. And so during the pandemic, obviously your sessions would have been by phone and Zoom, but now we're coming out of the restrictions. Will you do in-person consultations as well?
Yes. Yeah, so over the pandemic, yes, I did everything over Zoom. And I've been working with clients all over the world, which is really...
Oh, wow. Yeah,
so I've worked now on 4 continents, which I'm quite...
My word, that's incredible.
Yeah, so because the emotional things are global, they're not dependent on a particular structure like the legal process. So yes, I can work with anybody anywhere, and I'm more than happy now to see people face to face, you know, as long as we are allowed to do that.
Indeed. And also, you've written a book. Would you like to tell us something about that?
Yeah, so my book, it's called Breakup: From Crisis to Confidence, and it's effectively the book I wish had existed when I went through my divorce. So it takes the reader on a journey right from day one of the shock of finding out that something has happened that means that there's a divorce on the cards, right the way through to creating your new life, working out what you value and what you want that life to be based around, and even new relationships and parenting through and beyond divorce as well. So it's a real step-by-step journey, and you could dip in and out of it at whatever point you're at, and it's full of techniques and strategies that you can use and journal about, and so it's very practical as well as emotionally based.
And we can buy that, I would imagine, from your website, I think, and also Amazon, I would think.
Yes, it's you can buy it directly from me on my website, and anyone who buys from me gets a signed copy with a little note, you know, personal note to them, or it's available on Amazon, and it's also on Waterstone's website.
Oh, that's wonderful. And are you planning any more books?
Not at the moment, but it's in the back of my mind. I really enjoyed the process of writing it, so yes, maybe watch this space.
Okay. And are you planning any kind of workshops for people?
So I do some workshops already through a couple of law firms that I work with, so yes, I'm also I'm developing some new sort of packages at the moment, and I think some online workshop masterclasses will be part of that. So, yeah, watch this space again.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. And would you like to give us some advice for our listeners on relationships?
Oh, so I suppose in terms of going through a divorce, probably my top tips would be control what you can, look for the upsides, and tell your story in a way that makes you feel good. And in terms of relationships, I think my top advice would be work out what helps you to feel loved. We all talk different love languages, if you like. Work out what yours is, work out what your partner's is, and learn to speak each other's.
Can you elaborate a bit about that?
Yeah, so this is based on a book by Dr. Gary Chapman, and he talks about five love languages, which are physical touch, acts of service, quality time, words of affirmation, and gifts. So if you're quality time, then you really love it when your partner spends time with you doing something that you enjoy. Acts of service would be, you know, you feel loved when your partner does things for you, perhaps brings you a cup of tea or empties the dishwasher or cleans your car. Words of affirmation would be being told that you're loved, you know, I love you. Gifts, you're being bought things, particularly if they're thoughtful. And physical touch, you know, you love it when your partner touches you as they walk by or holds your hand or gives you a hug. We all prefer or have a preference for maybe two or three of those. I mean, if you have a think about what yours are and what your partner's are, if you can meet each other's, then you're going to be kind of topping up your feelings of being loved.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about that, Claire. All sounds very, very interesting. Would you like to give us your website details so people can get more information?
Yes, that'd be great. Thank you. So my website is www.claire, that's C-L-A-I-R-E, so clareblackcoaching.com.
Thank you very much, Claire.
Thank you.
That was Claire Black, breakup and divorce coach.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklyn's Radio.